All right, so this is just a general wine cellar podcast news update. Some of this stuff I want to look more into and discuss more with Phoenix Kalita available, and get her perspective, the way she talks about things, breaks the funk down. And then also, yeah, I feel like I'm behind on wine cellar stuff, especially because we just had a shitty weekend. The fucking snow keeps coming back and going away, and I'm sure people that have always lived in the Midwest in their adult lives are like, yeah, motherfucker, that's what it does. But it's like, my childhood was in the Northwest in Washington State, and, you know, like, we got our little snow action, but I was a child, you know, so it's like, it's just like, oh, well, fucking couple days tacked on to the end of the school year, whatever. Now I'm an adult. And, like, I have to go down to the capitalism building and work. And I gotta go through the fucking snow. Gotta get the car out of the driveway. Like, yeah, I'm not used to adulthood in the snow. So it was a shitty weekend for me. So I feel like I'm behind on wine cellar shit. Because I was just PIS'd and unfocused. So news update in the wine cellar. This one, coming off of Hornet.com. A gay disabled man is raising money to develop sex toys for people with physical disabilities. You know, and I was like, "Oh, holy shit!" Okay, when I saw that one, I was like, "Let me save that." And there is one that Broken Carpenter on Twitter requested. I definitely want to do that one with Phoenix Kalita, with the police. Text messaging the Proud Boys and the prayer group, yeah, out there in Oregon. I want to do that one with Phoenix Kalita. But this one off of Hornet.com, it says people in wheelchairs and those with other physical disabilities enjoy masturbation and self-pleasure just like the those of us who don't have those experiences, situations. And the only problem is physical disabilities can make it difficult to use sex toys designed for able-bodied people. So an individual known by the name of Andrew Gerza is a gay disability awareness consultant who hosts the Sexy Disability After Dark podcast and organized Toronto's first ever orgy for disabled people. This individual is crowdfunding research to develop a line of disabled sex toys specifically developed for people with disabilities. Coming straight off the article here, so I don't know if my vernacular here is as proper as it should be, you know? You know, because I am. I'm politically correct in that sense that I want to speak to my sort of ideal target audience in the most constructive manner, right? Because that's what political correctness is. Like, right-wingers are very politically correct, you know? But I'd say more so. Their language is far more narrow, right? So what I want to do... Oh, and they have a chart up here, too. And it's a pie chart. I'm going to go ahead and link this in the Twitters. It says, 44% range of movement hands. Green is 19% hand pain. Yellow, 16% lack of feeling. And then smaller ones, 3, 3, 6, and 9% general pain, muscle weakness, other aided awareness. So yeah, man, like I think this is dope. I wanna go ahead and link this, and we're gonna actually go ahead and have the wine cellar PayPal account, if that's how. I'm not seeing a link to the fundraiser here. I'm gonna look. I guess I'm gonna have to click on this individual's podcast and try to find the fundraiser, because I'm not seeing it here in this article on Hornet.com. All right, but yeah, I definitely want to share that up. Don't really get so Slate magazine. Don't really get news off of Slate a great deal. They tend to be pretty centristy. And an 11-year-old arrested after refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. A student at the Lawton Childs Middle Academy in Lakeland, Florida, was arrested after he refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The incident began after a substitute teacher asked the 11-year-old to stand and he refused, explaining that he thought the U.S. flag was racist. The teacher then apparently got into a contentious argument with the boy and asked, quote, "Why, if it was so bad here, he did not go to another place to live," end quote, according to a statement the teacher gave to the district. Quote, "They brought me here," end quote, the boy replied. Who? The teacher apparently then thought that the best course of action was to continue arguing with an 11-year-old, quote, "Well, you can always go back," end quote. He said, "Because I came here from Cuba." Oh, one of them niggas. Oh my God. Yeah, I lived in Florida for a while. And yeah, like the very few Cubans that I interacted with. Oh God, man. Like, I think it's a big difference if they're a brown Cuban or a white Cuban. Like, white Cubans, they be like, "Yo, fuck a Castro. Fuck that one nigga that be on the t-shirts and shit." I be forgetting these niggas' names. I don't really, Phoenix Khalida knows a lot more about those cats than me. But they be like, "Fuck them." They be like, pro-capitalism. Like, they're white supremacists, basically. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Said, "Because I came here from Cuba, and the day I feel I'm not welcome here anymore, I would find another place to live." They're really telling an 11-year-old to just move, because that's legal. What the fuck? And they continue, "Because I did not want to continue dealing with him," end quote. The boy was then arrested after he refused to follow multiple commands, repeatedly called school leaders racist, and was disruptive. You kept fucking with him. You fucked with him. Let him sit. Fucking asshole. Again, white supremacist. And this was according to the Bay News 9 outlet. The student denied accusations that he threatened to beat the teacher. He was ultimately charged with, and now keep in mind, I want to see a picture of this teacher. I want to know if this is a white Cuban, because it would not surprise me that she would lie and say this little negra threatened to hurt me. Like, English may be their second language, but they know what to say when they use it. Shit. Motherfucker ain't ignorant. So he was ultimately charged with disruption of a school facility and resisting an officer without violence. The Polk County Public Schools spokesman, Kyle Kennedy, insists that the 11-year-old was, quote, "was arrested after becoming disruptive and refusing to follow repeated instructions by school staff and law enforcement," end quote. Students are not required to participate in the Pledge of Allegiance. And that's according to a handbook from the district. Students can opt out of reciting the Pledge of Allegiance upon written authorization from a parent. That is fucking weird. That should not be required. You shouldn't have to have that. Like, that's cult shit. Like, you have to pledge your allegiance to the cult. Fuck no. And then, so this substitute teacher said they'll just go back to Cuba if they don't feel welcome anymore. But you already pledged allegiance, and apparently you mean it. You pledge your allegiance, you keep it, right? I would think so. Maybe not. The substitute teacher will reportedly not be allowed to work at any of the district schools following this incident. Quote, "She was wrong. She was way out of place," says the student's mother, Dakira Talbot. "If she felt like there was an issue with my son not standing for the flag, she should have resolved that in a way different manner than she did." But she's a white supremacist. She had to solve it that way, which wasn't really solving it. It was just practicing the hierarchy as is, one might think. Right. All right, let's take a look over here. A little more stuff that I feel like I'm behind on. Dublin, I believe that's in Ireland. And so a couple of Catholic churches in Dublin are set to introduce some contactless pay card machines to allow mass goers to make financial donations to the church. So if you don't carry cash, we can still tax your ass. Yeah, so hey, if all you got is a debit card, the church got that. I mean, I remember that was a joke on like BET Comic View, one of them cats, like Don Curry or Cedric the Entertainer, one of those guys, maybe Earthquake, one of those old comedians, made that joke that, like, you know, pretty soon they're going to have ATMs in church. And I mean, I'm sure there's probably other ones with that, but that's one that we kind of saw coming because they want that money. It's a business. Ain't no damn charitable organization. It's a goddamn business. Maryland, all right, Maryland, and this is Baltimore, coming off a CBS local in Baltimore, and it, for some reason, they had paternal rights for rapists that impregnate their victims, but now they ended it. Real quick, coming up by off a CBS local by Pat Warren on February 13th. Right now, it is February 19th. I am behind on my wine celery. Oh, and apparently this webpage has way too many advertisements. Holy shit. Maryland women may now petition to terminate parental rights of rapists, a law signed Tuesday that many see as long overdue. Legal recourse for rape victims to prevent their attackers from exercising parental rights for children conceived in sexual assault has been hung up in the General Assembly for years. The bill signing represents a decade of hard work, which the governor acknowledged that day. Indeedly do, neighbor. Now, this one, I would actually, I want to know what some trans women think about this. Try to contact Maddie Stump. I recently followed some trans women on Twitter. Maybe I can contact them and see what they think about this. But it's this is coming off the LondonEconomic.com, and it's a transgender woman launches a world's first range of specifically designed luxury lingerie for trans women. All right, and this is from a guest contributor on the LondonEconomic.com. Went up February 14th. Right now it's February 19th. I am behind. A transgender woman has launched the world's first range for trans women. She said trans women who haven't had surgery have a few options to help conceal their genitals, and what's out there is a far cry from anything found on the shelves of Victoria's Secret and Ann Summers, which I'm familiar. I know Victoria's Secret. I don't know about Ann Summers. It's probably another clothing outlet designed for, like, undergarments and whatnot. I don't really know a lot about it. So this individual's name is Carmen Liu, I think it's the pronunciation, L-I-U. A 27-year-old individual from London has designed flattening underwear that tucks the genitals in while featuring pretty bows and lace trimmings, usually found on conventional lingerie. Slamming the traditional gaff, which she describes as the love child of Borat's mankini and a jockstrap, things that I am also not familiar with. Carmen says all women deserve the experience of wearing sexy lingerie, or at least the opportunity, I think. She is also adding bras to a range. To the range to match her innovative bottoms, which keep the area down below looking flat with a secret combination of design and fabric. As well as underwear, the entrepreneur is also bringing out her own tucking tape, which is safe for skin and less painful alternative to household tapes that many trans women use. All right, dig it. She says the tape can be used on its own or in conjunction with the underwear to help trans women feel more secure. That's a quote. There's the more secure part. Carmen said, continuing to quote, "It's something I think is very important. What a lot of trans women do is they use tape, a household tape or even gaffa tape. Taking that off is very damaging to skin. They want it to be flat and look as feminine as possible and not be spotted as transgender." This is still inside the quote, continuing. "It can also be such a worry. It can also be such a worry. You are worrying all day about having to pull this tape off. It's not pleasant. The tape we have designed is safe to use on the skin. It allows trans women to be able to tuck comfortably and safely. You don't want to be damaging down there. You just want it to be simple as putting on your eyelashes, end quote. All right. Yeah, so all of that was in a quote. It's all what she said to the news outlet. Carmen, who was originally from Morecambe Bay in Lancashire, said she burst into tears when trying on her first prototype because she had never felt so comfortable. The lingerie have gotten guests inserted into them. Oh, gussets. Gussets inserted into them. Just like cisgender underwear. All right, I don't know what gussets are. I just cover this stuff. I do not know a lot about this here. But I think it should be covered. This is believed to be the first transgender underwear, as a gaff is made of a cheap swimwear-like material that is heavily elasticated. The gaff also only comes in 4 colors and 4 sizes, while Carmen's new range comes in 16 different shades and 6 sizes measured by waist size. Petite Carmen said she was barely able to fit into the extra small version of the gaff, as measuring in at a 32-inch waist was too large for her smaller frame. Carmen said, quote, "The gaff has done its job for the last few decades, but every woman deserves to wear lingerie. Sometimes with the gaff, it feels so painful you have to keep changing your seating position just to take your mind off the pain. The range has a purpose because it's tucking at the same time. We have to put a lot of thought into designing the lingerie, and I put a lot of care into it. It's important we can give people what they want. The first time I tried it on, I started crying. I was so comfortable, and normally we do not feel comfortable," end quote. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and link this up. Link it up on the Twitter. That's pretty dope, right? That's pretty fucking dope. Let me see. and I don't have any more new things. And I'm not going to dig into Phoenix Kalita's show notes right now because I need to get ready for work in 30 minutes. I need to be out that door and in that factory. All right. And again, shout out to Broken Carpenter. We're going to get to that story that you suggested and some more that I need to pay closer attention to the Twitter, because folks are hitting up the wine cellar like, "Hey, motherfucker." And so, yeah, we're going to come through with the shit. All right. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Be back for Evening Wine Cellar in some hours.